In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that we are to go out into the whole world and we are to bring the gospel to others. This is the very last statement of our Lord before he went to heaven. And so we look oftentimes at the very first thing that someone says and at the very last thing that someone says. They tend to have greater importance than the rest. And so the task that our Lord has given to all of us is to bring the gospel into the world. Now, the only reason we would bring the gospel into the world is because we love the Lord, because we love souls. Yeah, we can bring the gospel into the world just because it's the truth, but we're not going to be too interested in doing that kind of work. The only way we're going to really be interested is if we have charity, if we are doing this out of love. And so again, we have to ask ourselves simply, how much do I really love God? And then perhaps for the situation we're dealing with in the world, how much do I love souls? Really, how much do I love souls? Do I really care if somebody goes to hell? Do I really want people to go to heaven? Perhaps even worse, do I want someone to be condemned rather than to see their conversion? Do I hope that some people don't go to heaven? Do I even say some of the most idiotic things that anybody's ever come up with, such as, if that person's in heaven, then I don't want to be there? Really? You'd rather go to hell than have somebody else be converted and go to heaven? Are we really that stupid that we would do something like that? Where's the charity? That's what God is looking for. That we would have such a profound love for souls that we want the truth for them, that we want them to know the Lord, that we want them to be converted, that we want them to be able to go to heaven. That's what it's about. Today we're celebrating the feast of St. Francis Xavier, who went to India to preach the gospel. Now, St. Thomas the Apostle went to India and preached, but there hadn't really been much going on in India since. And St. Francis was making his way through India. When I was there, they were telling me some of the stories. They said the Hindu statues came to life. And they started telling the people that if you don't do something about this demon, St. Francis Xavier, he's going to put an end to all of us. Satan has a profound hatred for souls to the point that he wants everybody to be caught up in his lies. And since misery loves company, he wants as many souls as he can have for himself because of his hatred for God, because he wants to inflict as much pain, if you will. Obviously, God doesn't feel pain, but if the devil could inflict something that would offend God the most, it's to take souls away. God has made us all, not only in his image and likeness, but he's made us all to go to heaven. He's made us for eternal life. And he wants everybody there. Do we? And it's one thing to be able to say, I want to go to heaven, and that is, of course, the very first thing that every one of us is required to do is save our own souls. But then we're supposed to bring as many with us as we can. And so again, ask yourself, how many people have I touched? How many lives have been changed because of my good example, because of my speaking to somebody about Christ. Because in the midst of their despair, in the midst of their struggles, that I've given them a word of hope. Or we could look at it the other way and say, how many people have I corrupted? How many people have I given bad example to? How many people have I pulled down? How many people have I spoken things to that turn them away from God rather than toward God? Again, you recognize that we don't necessarily have to be like St. Francis and go to a place where they've never heard of Christ to be able to preach. That's what God's calling you to, praise Him. But you know what? We live in a country that they now call post-Christian. It's neo-pagan. We have lots and lots of people who do not know Jesus. You don't have to go to a foreign country. It's right here. And what this nation needs more than anything is saints. Examples of people who truly love the Lord and truly love those people and want their good. That is, want what's truly best, their conversion and their salvation. So if God gives you the opportunity to say something, by all means do so. But every single day, every last one of us has the opportunity to be an example to others, to be a light in the darkness, to be able to be that missionary, that evangelist, to bring Christ into the world through our actions as well as through our words. And so that's what we all have to look at, is how am I doing and why? Again, we can do that because we want people to think well of us. Wrong reason. It needs to be for love of God and for love of those souls. Therefore, it needs to be humble and it needs to be charitable. It's not because we think we're better than someone else. It's because we know the truth. And the truth is Jesus Christ. And we want that for everyone. That's what our disposition has to be about. So again, great opportunity for all of us. As the Lord gave us that final commandment before he went to heaven. Commandment that wasn't just for the 12 apostles. It was for every single person who would believe because of what they preached. Because of who they preached. And so that's you and me, to go out into all the world and tell the good news.